Good afternoon. You're listening to 91.9 FM KPTZ in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon James, bringing you your local news for Thursday, March 17th, 2022. Joined in the studio today by frequent collaborator, Mr. Ivan James. Or, sorry, do you have a news alias today?
Cobra.
Okay, Cobra. We are joined by Cobra today. What's happening in kindergarten world for news, Mr. Cobra? Are you wearing any green today?
No.
Well, then you are going to get a pinch, bud.
Help.
Because what day is it?
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so there's one bit of news that I'm sure all kindergartners can relate to. Meanwhile, according to the Jefferson County Public Health website, our two-week COVID-19 case rate is still in the moderate range, between 101 to 200 per 100,000, which means it is still recommended that people mask in public indoor spaces, even though the public mask mandate has been removed for almost a week. This case rate and recommendation will be updated on Friday. Jefferson County recorded 3 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total number of cases since the beginning of the pandemic to 3,134. During their Monday night business meeting this week, the Port Townsend City Council took on the question of what to do with our outdoor dining areas that have become such a familiar sight over the past 2 years. The fenced-off streeteries, as they are known, the seating areas set up in public right-of-ways and parking spaces in front of restaurants around town, do require permitting and approval by the city. The council first approved these temporary eating and drinking zones in mid-2020, and since then, the streetery program has been renewed 3 times, with the latest extension set to end May 9th. Based on public comments from residents, restaurant owners, and from city council members themselves, it appears that the hope is to make these open-air dining experiences a permanent part of Port Townsend's streetscape. The city council heard from multiple restaurant and cafe owners who all echoed the sentiment that, for one, the streeteries had kept them in business during tough times these past 2 years, and two, that as business owners, they would enjoy the opportunity to improve the look and function of these spaces if they were to become permanent. According to local restaurant owner Chris Nelson, she hopes to bring something that adds to our streets and makes them attractive and not just keep putting rope on her tent. I've spent a fair amount of time in Europe, said council member Libby Wenstrom, adding that there, sidewalk cafes add to a lively feeling, even in colder places such as northern Germany. They manage, she said. At the same time, streeteries are taking about 10 parking spaces out of the equation between downtown and uptown. In a survey by the Port Townsend Main Street program last year, business owners complained about that and about the way some of the streeteries look. Public Works Director Steve King told the council, "Our existing streeteries are tired. They've been beat up by the weather." King then went on to outline the plan for surveying the community about permanent streeteries, proposing city code changes, and potentially approving those changes, all by May 2nd. Councilmember Rowe admitted that they were facing a tight timeline for actually revising the municipal code by May 2nd, but during the course of the meeting, the council appeared in agreement that this was a better goal than merely offering up another extension for the temporary program. Main Street and the city will conduct another survey via Facebook and their website later this month. To receive the survey directly, people need to sign up for Main Street's e-newsletter via ptmainstreet.org by this Sunday, March 20th. It has been less than a month since Thing Northwest announced the festival would return to Fort Worden August 26th through 28th of this year. Interested festival goers can now browse the day-to-day schedule of events at thingnw.org to check out which artists will be appearing which day. Seattle Theater Group, who's producing the event, says so far they are happy with sales and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. However, one important point to keep in mind for anyone coming from out of town for the festival is that most, if not all, traditional lodging in Port Townsend has already been booked for that weekend. Both Fort Worden and Fort Townsend historical state parks are completely reserved for all tent, RV, and other camping sites. The Port Townsend Inn and the Harborside Inn were quoted in the Leader this week as being out of hotel rooms for that weekend, and are both still getting calls every week with people hoping to find accommodations. The Harborside Inn has started a waiting list for people looking for a place to stay. The officers' row houses at Fort Worden have been reserved by STG for the time being to house concert organizers and talent. They have until April to officially book these spaces or to release them. A waitlist has been created for these potential accommodations as well. At this point, the Jefferson County Fairgrounds is being discussed as one more camping area that could be opened up to people attending the festival. KPTZ will continue to investigate this situation for updates on how to contact the fairgrounds or any other camping and lodging options that become available to the public. And that's it for today's local news. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon James.
And I'm Cobra.
Thanks for listening and have
a great day.